Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, July. Let me look at my new watch. July 9th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. More about the new watch later. But anyways, hey, I just wanted to update the market, my market thoughts. The market goes up no matter what my thoughts are anyways, right? Every single day. Today it says, the reason du jour on MarketWatch, high hopes for earnings lift stocks to three-week highs. And it says, trading deck says, the market wants to go up and here's the evidence. Well, the evidence is, it's already up, right? The NASDAQ's almost at the previous highs. The Dow's still got a couple hundred points to go. The S&P's a little bit to go. Everybody's optimistic on earnings. So it says MarketWatch. Yeah, I mean, you know, we're continuing to see what we've seen before, and CNBC brought up the point today. I'm home again today, by the way, with my feet, stupid feet. But anyway, although they are feeling a little better, I should say they're not quite as miserable. I'm able to sit for extended periods of time now without having to go lay down. So, hey, that's a positive. Anyway, so CNBC says, or was asking, hey, are we going to get a summer correction this year? I mean, is there going to be a summer swoon? And now they're saying, nah, not going to happen. Well, we're traveling along here in summer, right? It's already getting close to mid-July. So, gosh, looking less and less likely. And what does that mean for the fall, right? That's when we're supposed to rally. We'll see. We got a lot of earnings to go yet. And if you take a look at a chart, you know, I just mentioned the NASDAQ's back near its high and the Dow and S&P are going back up there. So if we are in a summer correction, if the market peaked May 22nd, then, you know, this could just be a trading range, right? We could be just going back up to the top and people are getting more optimistic as what usually happens. That would be my thought. That is my market thought right now, is that we're just going back to the top of the range and we shall see what happens. You know, the whole Fed tapering, not tapering, whatever, that's kind of, people kind of accepting that it's going to probably happen now. They're going to start easing back. And you know, maybe it's going to be a slow process. We'll see. I don't know. But it's going to happen, right? They can't just be, wouldn't it be nice just to focus on stocks and earnings and stuff like that instead of worrying about what the Fed says? I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get to that point. Transports are up 2.3% as I type or as I talk. Russell's lagging today, 0.85%. Anyways, BlackBerry's up today, huh? Do you believe that? I don't think BlackBerry's going to be around much longer. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Kind of a slow burn. So, yeah, I got a new watch. You know, last week my watch died, and I was debating, hey, should I get a new watch, right? Because people just look at their iPhones to see what time it is. Well, I found that I don't always have my iPhone with me. It's in the other room, and when you got bad feet, you don't want to go in the other room. So I decided to get a new watch, and I looked online at all the fancy, smanchy, digital, internet-connected watches that are currently available. Pebble has one that's available on their site. I guess it's connected to the iPhone somehow. And but, you know, it's kind of pricey. I thought, yeah, do I really want to spend $200, $300 on a watch? So I went to Amazon, $15, got myself a Timex. Water resistant. I don't have to charge it every day. As a matter of fact, probably don't have to charge it for a couple of years or replace the battery for a few years. And I'll probably just get a new one with a little different skin on it, right? A different look. They don't really have skins, right? But you know what I mean. They have a different face on it or whatever. And it's just kind of a cheap watch. And usually I break these things. I ding them up. So $15, I think, is better than $300 for a watch. And, you know, $15, it's a fashion statement. The only trick is you got to know what buttons to push to set the time and all that. It's not we're getting used to user-friendly interfaces, right? A friendly UI, but this is like, okay, which combination of buttons I have to push. And I think it kind of works like my old one. I kind of just instinctively kind of did it because I've had these kind of watches for a long time now. So it's a Timex, $15. Amazon ordered it Sunday. It's here today on Tuesday. Amazon Prime. Woohoo! That's the watch story. Can't think of anything else I want to say. Okay, so I pressed the pause button, looked online really quick to see if there was anything I wanted to throw my two cents in on, but yeah, I couldn't really find much. Anyway, so my thought right now is that we're just in a trading range for summer, and we're heading back to the top. People are getting more optimistic. Something is going to happen that's going to send the market back down. I don't know what it is. It could be an earnings event or an international event or the Fed speaking. Who knows? But something's going to drive the market back down, at least down towards the bottom of the trading range, which is only a 5% correction so far, and maybe it doesn't get any worse than that. We shall see. But anyways, that's my thought. Hey, I hope you're having a great July 9th. See ya.